Lord be with you.
And with
your. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. And Jesus said to his disciples, "What is your opinion? If a man had 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the one who has strayed? And if he finds it, I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. In just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones should be lost." The Gospel of the Lord. This is a familiar parable to us, and it emphasizes the great love that Jesus has for the one who strayed, the enduring, faithful love given to us in Jesus Christ, especially for the one who has strayed. But there's more to it. This has a parallel in the Gospel of Luke. It doesn't appear in the others, but in Matthew and Luke. And in Luke's Gospel, the same story is told, and then there is something added. He speaks about the woman who has 10 silver coins, and she loses one. Will she not sweep the house and search diligently until she finds the one lost? And when she does, she calls in her neighbors to rejoice because she found the coin which was lost. And then in Luke's Gospel, he goes on, chapter 15 there, to speak about the prodigal son. There were two sons. One of them got lost. The younger son wandered. And then he came back. And when he came back, the family was united and there was great rejoicing. All this is meant to tell us that it's more than just the care that God has for the one who is lost. It's that the family is incomplete without the one. It was 100 sheep, not 99. And missing one means it was incomplete. And it's the same with the 10 coins, probably was her dowry. Very precious. And when she lost one, but when she found it, she rejoiced because it was intact. It was whole. Same with the prodigal son. When that son was gone, the family was incomplete. It's a good teaching for us about, especially at this time of the year, about families. When families come together, somebody is missing. Or if they all show up, but somebody doesn't feel welcome. Somebody doesn't feel listened to. Someone doesn't feel belonging. Somehow, it's incomplete without the 100 sheep, without 10 coins, without two of the brothers being together. That makes up the whole family. Same in the church. When people wander off, we're incomplete. But now Christmas comes, and oh, they'll all show up for Christmas. We'll have everybody be here, and we rejoice because we are whole. When everybody comes. You might keep that in mind now in dealing with your family, because at this time of the year, we had Thanksgiving and now we're coming up to Christmas, and will everybody feel welcome? Will the family be whole? Who is missing? And if we can bring the whole family together in kindness, in welcoming, in generosity, then the whole family will rejoice. You know, when the one sheep came back, the whole 99 rejoiced. It wasn't just the shepherd. They all rejoiced. And when the prodigal son came home, of course, his brother didn't rejoice, but that's a teaching in itself. He should have rejoiced. But the father did. And when the woman found the coin which was lost, she called in her neighbors. Now think, it's meant to speak to us about being whole. So keep that in mind. How to welcome people, how to withhold judgment about people, especially in the church, how to say we all belong. There's a place for everybody in God's kingdom because God's love is infinite. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer.